Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早安。
Our brother already did the introduction for me.
我的弟兄刚才已经把我要开头的告诉大家。
Yes, I still have this unfinished burden and concerning the life and the ministry of Samuel.
我对撒母耳他的一生和他的职事，我仍然有一些还没有交通完的负担。
Yeah, and I think it will be feasible to wrap it up before this year ends.
所以我在想说，在今年结束之前把这个题目交通完是很好的。
And so I would like to continue to fellowship with the brothers and sisters along the line.
我想再沿着这条线继续和弟兄姐妹有交通。
And first up, could you please turn to 1 Samuel? Let's read chapter 3.
我们首先打开撒母耳记上，我们要读第三章。
We're going to read from verse 19 to verse 21.
我们要从19节读到21节。
I'm going to first read in English and then my brother in Mandarin.
我先用英文读，之后我弟兄用中文读。
And, 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 19.
撒母耳记上三章十九节。
Thus Samuel grew and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fail.All Israel from Dan even to Beersheba knew that Samuel was confirmed as a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again at Shiloh, because the Lord revealed himself to Samuel at Shiloh by the word of the Lord.
撒母耳长大了，耶和华与他同在，使他所说的话一句也不落空。从但到别示巴，所有的以色列人都知道耶和华立撒母耳为先知。耶和华又在示罗显现，因为耶和华将自己的话默示撒母耳。
And then let's turn to chapter 7.
我们再翻到第七章。
And we're going to first read from verse 2 to verse 4.
我们要读，首先读第二节到第四节。
From the day that the ark remained and the Kiriath Jearim, the time was long, for it was 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord.Then Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, If you return to the Lord with all your heart, remove the foreign gods and the Ashtoreth from among you, and direct your hearts to the Lord, and serve him alone, and he will deliver you from the hand of the Philistines. So the sons of Israel removed the Baals and the Ashtoreth and served the Lord alone.
第七章第二节，约柜在基列耶林许久。过了二十年，以色列全家都倾向耶和华。撒母耳对以色列全家说：你们若一心归顺耶和华，就要把外邦的神和亚斯他录从你们中间除掉，专心归向耶和华，单单的侍奉他，他必救你们脱离非利士人的手。以色列人就除掉朱巴利和亚斯他录，单单的侍奉耶和华。
Then in the same chapter, chapter 7, we're going to read from verse 10 to verse 13.
我们同样一章，我们接下来读第十节和第十一节。
From verse 10 to verse 13.
第十节和到第十三节。
Yes. Now Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, and the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel.But the Lord thundered a great thunder on that day against the Philistines and confused them so that they were routed before Israel. Then men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and struck them down as far as below Beth Kar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen and named it Ebenezer, saying, Thus far the Lord has helped us.So the Philistines were subdued, and they did not come any more within the border of Israel. And the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel.
第七章第十节，撒母耳正献燔祭的时候，非利士人前来要与以色列人征战。当日耶和华大发雷声，惊乱非利士人，他们就败在以色列人面前。以色列人从米斯巴出来。追赶非利士人，击杀他们，直到伯甲的下边。撒母耳将一块石头立在米斯巴和善的中间，给石头起名叫以便以谢，说到如今耶和华都帮助我们。从此非利士人就被制服，不敢再入以色列人的境内， 撒母耳做士师的时候，耶和华的手攻击非利士人。
And lastly, let's turn to Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah, chapter 15.
最后我们来翻到耶利米书第十五章。
And verse 1.
第一节。
Then the Lord said to me, even though Moses and Samuel were to stand before me, my heart would not be with these people. Send them away from my presence and let them go.
耶和华对我说，虽有摩西和撒母耳站在我面前代求，我的心也不顾惜这百姓，你将他们从我眼前赶出，叫他们去吧。
And brothers and sisters, we know Samuel was born in a very critical time.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道撒母耳出生的时候是在一个非常关键的时刻。
It's a time of a transition, and it was a transition from the time of judges to the time of kings.
那是时代转换的时候，就从士师的时代转到国度的时代。
And Samuel was a vessel in that time of transition. He was used by the Lord to usher in King David and the kingdom of Israel.
而在那个时候，撒母耳是为主所用的一个器皿，他引进了国度的时代，大卫王的国度。
And similarly, the church now is the copper vessel. We are prepared and to usher in the Lord, the King, and His kingdom.
同样的，今天教会我们是一个团体的器皿。我们的目的是要来引进主耶稣的再来和他的国度和这个君王。
So the principle that governs Samuel's life and ministry should also be the governing principles for our church life and also our service.
所以在这个管制撒母耳生活和他的侍奉这些原则呢，今天也应当适用在我们这个教会身上。
And so we mentioned that Already previously, we kind of shared twice concerning the life and the service of Samuel.
我们之前能交通两次关于撒母耳他的生命和他的职事。
And we mentioned that Samuel was born through traveling the prayers of his mother Hannah.
因为我们知道撒母耳的出生是因为他母亲哈拿他在非常劳苦的劳心的祷告。
And this vessel of a transition was prepared in prayer.
而这一个在这个转换时代这个器皿呢是在祷告中预备的。
And this vessel Samuel was also set apart as a Nazarite for life to the Lord.
我们知道撒母耳这个器皿他一生都是归耶和华做拿细耳人。
Brothers and sisters, how much do we need to pray for one another, pray for the church, so that we could truly become the vessel prepared for the coming of the Lord?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们何等需要彼此代祷，好叫我们都成为一个预备好的器皿。
We also need to be set apart wholly unto the Lord.
我们应当被分别出来，完全圣洁的归给神。
And the second time, we also mentioned that through Samuel's growth in his early years, we could see the principles for our spiritual growth.
我们之前也交通过，在撒母耳成长的时候，我们看见说有一些宝贵的原则。
Yeah, for our spiritual growth.
这些宝贵原则是也适用于我们属灵生命的成长。
Yeah, this time we would like to look at Samuel's ministry.
好，我们今天呢要来看撒母耳他的职事。
So at the time of Samuel, the condition of God's people was very dark and desolate.
因为我们知道在撒母耳那个时代，神百姓的光景是非常黑暗而且非常荒凉的。
And not only their condition was very bad before the Lord, they were also oppressed constantly by their enemy, the Philistines.
因为我们知道，不仅他们在神面前的光景是暗淡的，而且他们也常常被他们的仇敌非利士人所压制。
But as recorded, after Samuel labored among the people of the Lord for 20 years, the people's heart started to turn back to the Lord.
我们知道，在圣经里面记载说，当撒母耳在那里为百姓劳苦了二十年之后，我们看见有一些情况的改变。
And chapter 7 verse 2 it says that they started to lament for the Lord.
因为我们知道第七章撒母耳上第七章第二节那里是说到说过了二十年以色列人心都倾向耶和华或者说都渴慕耶和华。
Yeah, or they hunger for the Lord.
渴慕耶和华。
Yeah, so it's 20 years.
这个时间是二十年之久。
It's a long time.
是一个很长的时间。
We know it's 20 years of service, and it is that service requires love, patience and the perseverance.
因为我们知道这是一个二十年长期的一个侍奉，而这个侍奉需要爱心，需要耐心，也需要毅力。
And brothers and sisters, is a labor of love.
弟兄姐妹们，这是一个在爱心中的劳苦。
And without love, Samuel could not keep on without giving up.
因为若是没有爱，我们知道撒母耳不可能一直这样继续着。
Brothers and sisters, just like for us as the parents, and no matter how wayward our children have gone, has gone, but we still would not give up because there's a love there.
所以正如我们做父母亲的一样，若是我们的儿女们走偏了，但是我们永不放弃，因为我们对他们有爱。
We will continue to help them, we will continue to pray for them in hopes that they will turn back to the Lord.
因为我们也仍然继续的帮助他们，为他们祷告，因为我们的盼望是他们能够回转。
Brothers and sisters, love is long-suffering.
弟兄姐妹们，爱是恒久忍耐。
And in love, there is no giving up.
在爱里面就没有放弃这件事。
And it is also a labor of a patient perseverance.
而这是一个在耐心和毅力上的一个劳苦。
And Paul says that when we serve, we ought to be like hard-working farmers.
所以保罗曾经说过，当我们服侍的时候，我们都应该像是劳力的农夫一样。
And as a farmer, James says we not only do we need to labor, but we need to be patient to wait for the precious produce out of the ground.
那雅各也这样说，作为农夫呢，劳力的话，我们也应当耐心忍候，等候地里的出产。
It's a labor of patience and waiting for the growth in life.
这是一个在耐心上的劳苦，因为等候那个生命的显现。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know about you. I am a very impatient.
我不知道弟兄姐妹如何，但是我个人是一个很少耐心很少的人。
And a lot of time when I serve or when we serve, and probably we feel like we want to be like God.
很多时候当我服侍的时候，或者说我们众人服侍的时候，我们好像都想要像神一样。
And when we speak, things will be done.
因为我们想说，我们也想像神一样，说有就有。
And yes, God's word can be very fast, and just like as fast as the lightning.
是的，神的话有时候可以很非常快速的成就，好像闪电一样。
But often than not, His word requires our patience and perseverance.
但更多时候，神的工作是需要我们的耐心和我们的毅力。
And while we serve in patience and perseverance, the Lord is now working in the life of whom we serve.
因为当我们在服侍，我们在用耐心的服侍，毅力服侍的时候呢，不仅主在那些我们服侍人身上工作。
And they may be brothers and sisters, they could be our family members, they could be even the gospel friends.
这些人也许是我们弟兄姊妹，是我们的家人，甚至或是福音朋友们。
But also at the same time, he works in us.
但是在同时刻呢，神也在我们这些服侍人的身上工作
，so that His patience and perseverance can be wrought in us，
好叫神自己的耐心和神自己的毅力能够在我们身上发动。
Brothers and sisters, it took Samuel 20 years, but that's a great reminder to us. We also need to labor in love and in patience and perseverance.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这一段的服侍在撒母耳身上有二十年。所以这也提醒我们，我们应当有爱心和忍耐和毅力来做。
And that's also a labor in secret.
而这个劳苦呢，也是在暗中的劳苦。
And there's not much details recorded in for those 20 years.
因为那二十年之久的时间，圣经上并没有记载许多。
And you just say 20 years.
因为圣经上只是说过了二十年。
And it is the labor behind the scenes.
因为这实在是一个在幕后的一个劳苦。
And it is not recorded, and we don't know much about the details, but God knows.
他在圣经上没有记载，那我们也不知道这详情如何，但是我们知道主知道。
And our God has a book of remembrance, and He records all our walk and all our service.
因为我们知道在神那里有一本纪念册，他把我们所行的、所工作的都记下来。
Brothers and sisters, it is so comforting to us. If our service is not before men, if our service is just behind the scenes.
所以这实在是给我们很大的安慰，因为如果我们的侍奉只是在幕后的。
Yeah, and not belong to man.
不属于人的。
Not be known to man.
哦，不为人所知道的，
yeah.
在幕后的。
Yeah, but God knows.
但是神知道。
And God has a record of it.
而神也把它记下来。
And Samuel's labor is also labor of plowing the hearts.
而我们知道撒母耳的服事呢，他也是在我们心田里面耕种的一个服事。
And the labor in those years were labor of touching the hearts of the people of Israel.
因为他在二十年之久的服事呢，他是摸着了以色列百姓的心
，so that they can be prepared, so that they could turn back to the Lord.
好叫这些以色列百姓的心能够被预备好，能够来归向耶和华。
And the people of Israel were hard-hearted, but after the labor of 20 years, their hearts start to soften, and their hearts start to turn.
因为本来以色列百姓的心是刚硬的，但是在这二十年的服事，他们的心变成柔软。
And brothers and sisters, sometimes as we serve and one another, and we kind of instead of touching hearts, we kind of scratching heads.
第二年我们彼此服侍的时候，有时候我们好像没有摸着人的心，但是叫人家觉得很困惑。
No, no, we kind of scratching heads.
我们自己在觉得很。
Yeah, we were touching heads. We touching heads. Yeah, we instead of touching hearts, we touching heads.
我们不是摸着别人的心，乃是摸着别人的好像头。
Yeah, we share, we encourage one another, we nod our heads in agreement to it.
我们好像说好彼此交通的时候每个人都点头。
Yeah, and, but probably the impact to our hearts is not that great.
但是好像对我们内心里面的冲击并没有那么的大。
So, this is the fruits of 20 years of labor of Samuel.
所以撒母耳在20年的服事所结的果子是这些。
And the people start to hunger for the Lord.
因为那时候百姓的心就渴慕倾向耶和华。
And the people remove all the foreign idols and they serve the Lord alone.
所以他们就把那些偶像除去，单单的侍奉耶和华。
And not only that, the people now could overcome the enemy.
那不仅如此，他们也可以战胜敌人。
In the passage which we just read, we could see that the Philistines, the constant enemies of Israel, and had. And was a kind of a came up against Israel again at the Mizpah.
因为我们知道，我们刚才读了经文，发现非利士人一直做以色列的仇敌，而且我们刚才读到说，在米斯巴他们上来要攻击以色列人。
And Samuel offered burnt offerings and prayed to the Lord, and the Lord heard him.
那撒母耳就向主祷告，神就听了他的祷告。
The Lord thundered a great thunder, and that day against the Philistines.
因为那时候那一天耶和华发了大的雷声来惊吓非利士人。
So the Philistines were confused and they were routed before Israel.
所以那时候非利士人就在以色列人就败在以色列人面前。
So the people of Israel went out of Mizpah and chased the Philistines.
所以以色列人从米斯巴出去来追赶非利士人。
So Israel at that day, on that day, they had this total victory against their enemy.
所以在那一日以色列人向着他们的仇敌是大大的得胜。
They have been constantly oppressed by the enemy, but now, because they are turning back to the Lord, they could won the victory. The defeated became victorious.
因为本来以色列人是败在或是受非利士人的辖制。但如今他们归向耶和华之后，他们就可以有这个得胜。
The weak became strong.
他们软弱的就成为刚强了。
Brothers and sisters, if our hearts are fully turned back to the Lord,
所以弟兄姐妹们，若是我们全心归向耶和华，
victory will surely follow.
那就我们就必然会得胜。
And these are the wonderful fruits out of the service of Samuel.
因为这些是撒母耳他的服事所结出的一些美好的果子。
And I think that is also the conditions we are all after.
我想这也是我们每个人想要羡慕所得到的一个光景。
And we hope all our hearts will turn back to the Lord completely.
因为我们实在盼望我们的心能够完全的归向耶和华。
And that the church can overcome all the schemes of the enemy and stand firm in the Lord in this very dangerous time.Difficult times.
而在这个危险，而且在这末后的时代，教会能够靠着主站立的稳。
But as we look at the fruit of Samuel's ministry, there are some principle underlined principle or essentials in his service.
当我们回顾撒母耳他的指示的时候，我们发现在他的侍奉里面有一些很重要一些要素。
Yes, and that would could also be the essential for our corporate assembly life and also our service.
而对于我们团体的聚集和服事呢，这些也是非常重要的一些要素。
I will just share three points.
我想要交通三点。
And the first is the presence of the Lord.
第一点就是主的同在。
And that's actually the trait of Samuel's service.
因为事实上这是在撒母耳他的服事里面可以看得到的踪迹。
In chapter 3, the verse we just read, it says that the Lord was with Samuel.
因为我们读的第三章那里讲到说耶和华与撒母耳同在。
And also through Samuel, the Lord again appeared in Shiloh, and by the word of the Lord.
而主也借着他的话语在示罗向撒母耳显现。
We know Silo was where the house of God was at.
因为我们知道那时候示罗是神的会幕或神的所在的地方。
For Israel at that time, and although they had the ark with them, they also had the outward activities of a sacrifice and worship, but the Lord's presence was lacking.
所以在那个时候虽然有会幕也有一些也约柜也在那以色列人也有一些外在的这些活动和宗教的行为但是所欠缺的却是主的同在。
And the people didn't care about the lacking. They didn't hunger for the Lord's presence. They would just go through the motions.
所以我们发现那时候以色列百姓并不在乎主的同在他们好像只是在做这些一些每天这些行动作为而已。
They turn their relationship with the Lord into a religion.
因为他们和主之间的一个关系呢，转换成只是一个宗教的行为。
Brothers and sisters, how do we live our Christian life?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们应当怎样活出我们基督徒的生命呢
？Do we live a relationship with the Lord Himself, or do we just live a religious life?
我们是否是真的和主有一个亲密的关系？还是只是我们只是有一些宗教的行为。
Fall into religious practice could be the trap that we could easily fall into.
因为在落到宗教这些行为里面，这是我们很容易陷入的一个陷阱。
And without the presence of the Lord, brothers and sisters, our gathering could be just a gathering of man.
因为弟兄姐妹们，若是没有主的同在。那我们这样的聚集也不过是人聚在一起而已。
And all our activities could be just religious practices.
那我们所有这些活动可能只不过是宗教上的一些行为。
And brothers and sisters, we thank the Lord for gathering us together in His very presence and gathering us physically so that we can see one another.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们是在感谢主，因为他在他同在里面聚集我们，而我们也感谢主，我们现在可以实体来聚会在他的面前。
I think all of us here treasure the time very much.
我相信我们所有在这里的弟兄姐妹们都非常珍惜这一段时间。
And especially after this extended lockdown because of the pandemic.
特别是因为这些瘟疫的流行呢，我们有很长时间是被关锁的。
But as we gather, brothers and sisters, our eyes should not only be on our brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们聚集的时候，我们不应当只是因为说能够看到弟兄姊妹而已。
And even though our brothers and sisters are like David said in Psalm 16, our brothers and sisters are the majestic ones that they are our delight.
虽然说我们知道在诗篇上十六篇那里有讲到说。弟兄姐妹呢是又美又善是大卫所喜悦的当然这是很好的
Yeah, it's our delight
也是我们的喜悦
But more so our eyes and the focus should be on the Lord himself
但更重要的是我们的目标和我们的焦点应该在主自己
And David says in the same song, Psalm 16 that he has always set before him the Lord himself
因为在同一篇诗篇16篇里面大卫那里有讲到说他将耶和华常摆在他面前。
Brothers and sisters, as every time as we gather together in His name, the Lord is in our midst.
所以弟兄姐妹们，每一次我们奉主的名聚集的时候，主就在我们当中。
Yeah, this is a promise to the church.
这是主向着教会的应许。
And whenever we gather, whenever two or three gather together in the Lord, in the name of the Lord is there in our midst.
因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉主的名聚集的时候，主那里就有主在他们中间。
The Lord is faithful in keeping His promise.
因为主实在是信实的，因为他保守他所应许的。
But on our end, we need to recognize it. We need to keep it by faith, and we also need to recognize His presence.
所以在我们这方面，我们应该靠着信心来守着，而且保守这个同在。
And from time to time in our young people's meeting, I would like to remind our young brothers and sisters about the presence of the Lord in our midst.
也很多时候在我们年轻青年弟兄姊妹聚会的时候，我常常提醒说，我们应该注意保守主的同在。
And we will say, oh, okay, let's count how many people do we hear tonight.
所以我们会开始说，哦，那我们来算一算今天在这里聚会的人数。
And then, of course, the number varies. Sometimes it may be 15, sometimes it may be 20.
当然那个人数是随时不同，有时候也许15个，有时候20个。
But the point is not how many, but is that numbers needs to add additional one.
所以重点不在于那个15或20的多少，而是说不论数目是多少，但是最后必定要加一。
Yeah, always need to plus one.
总是会有加一。
And that one is the most important one, the Lord Himself in our midst.
而所加的那个一呢，是这最重要的，就是主他自己的同在。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord is in our midst even now.
弟兄姐妹们，就在现在，主就在我们当中。
And He is here.
他在这里。
And He is here not just as a guest.
他在这里不是说只是 做客人而已。
But he is here as the Lord as a head.
他是在这里，他是主，他是我们的元首。
He is the head of the church and he is the son of God over the house of God.
因为他是教会的元首，他以神的儿子身份来治理他的教会。
Brothers and sisters, if we recognize that the Lord of all, the Lord who loved us and gave his life to us is here.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们若看到这一点，这位万有的主，这位拯救我们的神，他在这里。
We will naturally give him worship and praise.
所以我们自然的就应当把敬拜和赞美来献给他。
And because the Lord is the one and only one to be praised and worshipped in our midst.
因为主也单单只有主，他是配得我们的感谢赞美。
And the world may say now is the season of thanksgiving.
那当然我们不是因为现在是感恩的季节我们这样说。
The world may say now is the season of thanksgiving.
的世人也许说现在是感恩的季节。
But we ought to give him praise and thanksgiving every time as we gather.
但是事实上应该是我们每一次聚集的时候都应该把感谢赞美来献给他。
David says in Psalm 22, the Lord is enthroned upon the praise of Israel.
因为大卫在诗篇22篇那里有讲到说他我们的神他是用以色列的赞美为宝座的。
Yeah, and in King James translation, it says the Lord inhabits or dwells in the praise of Israel.
而在英文钦定版的翻译里面他是这样说主是用属是在住在以色列的赞美里面。
Yeah, he dwells in the praise and worship of his people.
因为他是住在他百姓向他的赞美和敬拜里面。
So brothers and sisters, every time as we gather, we shall open our spirit, let our spirit be opened up to him, and give him worship and praise, because the Lord dwells in the praise of his people.
所以弟兄姐妹，每一次我们聚集的时候，我们都应该把敬拜和赞美献给他，因为主是住在他百姓的赞美当中的。
In every meeting, in every service, in every spiritual exercise in our daily life, may we continue to set the Lord before us.
所以愿意在我们每天的生活，我们的侍奉里面，我们都能够常常把主摆在我们的面前。
So that we will be ready vessels to keep His presence, and also as we gather to usher in His presence in our midst.
好叫我们在他面前是一个预备好的器皿，当我们聚集的时候，能够把他的同在引进来。
And the second point is a prophetic living words in Samuel's ministry.
那第二点，我们看见在撒母耳的服事里面，他有得到先知的话语。
And in Samuel's ministry is a prophetic word that reveals God's will and guided God's people.
因为在撒母耳的指示里面，是那先知的话语来启示给他，也用先知的话语引导神的百姓。
Under the new covenant, we may not all be called to be prophets, but all the children of God could fulfill the function of a prophecy.
在新约的时代里，也许我们不是每个人都是先知，但是所有神的儿女都应该有先知的这个功用。
Yeah. In the strict sense, God gives a prophet to the church for the building up and edifying of his people.
比较严谨的说法是，神把先知赏赐给教会，是为了建造、坚固教会。
In the strict sense.
In the strict.
Yeah.
狭义来说的话，就是神把先知赐给教会，为了建造、坚固教会。
Yeah, but in the general sense, and all the children of God has a function of a prophet.
但是广义而言，所有神的儿女事实上都有先知的功用。
As a matter of fact, it is Moses' wish, even in the Old Testament time.
因为事实上，我们看见在旧约时代，甚至是摩西有这样的心愿。
And I remember when Moses led the people of Israel in the wilderness.
因为我们记得摩西在旷野中带领神的百姓的时候。
And the people often complain, and they complain to the point that Moses feels it is such a heavy burden for him to bear alone.
因为那时候以色列人常常抱怨，以致到一个地步，摩西觉得他身上担的担子非常的沉重。
And the Lord was merciful to his servant, and he asked Moses to gather 70 elders before the Lord.
所以主是极有怜悯的神，所以他要摩西召聚以色列的长老们。
And so that the Lord could distribute his spirit upon these 70, and so that they could prophesy.
所以神他要 把他的一些灵分赐给这70个长老。
And the Spirit came upon these 70, they prophesied, they also will be equipped to take up the responsibility.
那时候神的灵就降临在这些长老上面，他们就能够做先知讲道。
But among the 70 who were called, there were two remaining in their tents.
但是在这70个被召的到 到摩西面前的，两个人没有去，
they did not join the assembly, but the Spirit still came upon them.
所以虽然那两位他们没有来到当中，那但是神的灵仍然临到他们身上。
And they prophesied.
他们就说起预言来。
And then Joshua knew about it and asked Moses to forbid them from prophesying.
约书亚知道之后，他就请摩西说能够要禁止那两个人说预言。
And but Moses said to Joshua.
但是摩西就对约书亚说，
It's in Numbers 11. Are you jealous for my sake? Would that not all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put his spirit upon them?
这记录在民数记11章那里。摩西对他说，你为我的缘故嫉妒人吗？惟愿耶和华的百姓都受感说话，或是都做先知，愿耶和华把他的灵降在他们身上。
So even that was Moses' desire, all the people of God were prophets, and all the people of God would have a spirit of the Lord upon them.
所以我们看见这是摩西的愿望，他愿意神的百姓都能够受感说话，都是先知，能够说，
Yeah, the spirit of the Lord will be upon them.
神的灵能够降在他们身上。
But we thank the Lord, under the new covenant, now that desire has become a reality.
我们感谢主，现在在新约的时代，摩西这个愿望已经变成实际。Now
the Spirit of the Lord in every child of God, and as a Lord's people, we have the function of a prophecy.
现在主的灵在我们每一个人身上，而作为神的儿女，我们都有这种先知的功用。And
actually, in the original language, the prophet has a root, the root of in that word, saying that it is bubbling water from a living fountain.
因为我们知道先知这个字的字根呢，和那个在水泉里面冒出来那新鲜的水的是同样的。So
the prophetic words actually could be said to be a living bubbling words in life.
所以我们知道先知的话语事实上就好像那新鲜的水从泉里面冒出来一样。
Brothers and sisters, if we could follow the Spirit in our speech, our words would be living, just like a fresh water bubbling forth from a living fountain.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果我们能够顺从圣灵的引导，那我们所说的话语就像水泉里面冒出来那新鲜的水一样。
But to speak, in order to speak for the Lord, we need to first have the fellowship with the Lord to hear Him.
但是在为主说话之前，我们自己首先要和主有好的交通。
And a prophet has a quickened, active spirit before the Lord. A prophet can have this constant fellowship with the Lord Himself.
因为先知本身他就是和他有一个复苏的灵，他能够常常和神和主有这美好的交通。
Yeah, but that actually should be the portion for all children of God. But unfortunately, a lot of times we may be active in our soul, but not that active in our spirit.
而这一份先知的功用，事实上应该在我们所有神的儿女里面，但是很多时候我们好像都是被我们的魂生命所辖制住。
We could be very active in our soul.
事实上我们很多时候我们的魂生命非常的活跃。
Yeah, we are the very active in expressing our opinions and with kind of a showing our emotions or making our decisions.
因为我们在表达我们自己的意见，表达我们的感情，表达我们所要做的事情的时候，我们是非常的活跃。
But in terms of fellowshipping with the Lord, our spirit probably a lot of times is inactive.
但是若论到说和主之间的交通，我们可以说我们的灵好像是非常不活跃。
And a lot of times the Lord seems still very distant, remote from us.
因为很多时候主好像离我们非常的远。
But for a prophet, and he has an active spirit in fellowshipping with the Lord, hearing the Lord.
但是对先知而言呢，他和主之间的交通是非常活跃而非常常有的这个交通。
And Samuel was established a prophet, and that listening to the Lord was actually his first training class.
那我们知道撒母耳是个先知，而他当初起初受训练的时候，就是在受训来听主的话。
He has to listen, and then he could speak.
因为他首先要学习怎么听，然后才能说出来。
It is also true for us, brothers and sisters, if we are to fulfill the prophetic function, we also first need to learn how to listen.
因为弟兄姐妹，这在我们身上也是应当是这样的。我们要能够说出做先知讲道的话，首先我们要学习怎么听。
In Isaiah chapter 50, the prophet says, this is actually talking about our Lord Himself. He says, verse 4, he says, "The Lord God has given me the tongue of disciples, that I may know how to sustain the weary one with a word. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to listen as a disciple."
是在以赛亚书五十章第四节那里讲到，事实上这也是讲到我们主耶稣自己的。这里说，主耶和华赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语扶助疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听像受教者一样。
It is indeed referring our Lord Jesus concerning his listening and speaking, and he is the perfect example for us.
因为事实上这句话，这段经文是讲到我们主耶稣自己，我们也知道他给我们做一个非常美好完全的榜样，使我们能够学习如何听。
And to hear the Lord, we ought to have the ear to listen as a disciple.
因为我们要能够听到主的话，我们必须要有受教者或是门徒的耳朵。
A disciple is the one who is willing to be taught, willing to be led.
而门徒正是那愿意受教、愿意被引导的人。
And our hearts and our ears are closely connected. By nature, in our flesh, we are all hard-hearted. We are hostile to God. We are not willing to listen.
而我们的耳和我们的心实际上是紧密连接的，但是作为堕落人，我们向着主常常是硬着心的。
So in our natural hearing, and oftentimes we just reject hearing the Lord.
所以就我们天然的耳朵而言，我很多时候是拒绝主的话的。
Or we may just take the voice of the Lord not as a command, but as a reference.
或者说我们听到主的话，我们不把它当作命令，而只是把它当作一个参考。
Yeah, we say, I know, but there's no action to follow through.
我们或许只会说，哦，我知道了，但是我们却没有行动。
Or maybe we just have a selective hearing. We just want to hear what we want to hear.
或者是我们选择的来听，我们只想听我们想要听的。
Now we are biased by our own preference and agenda.
我们自己有自己的偏见，有自己的想要做的事情，我们就受这些影响。
More sometimes when we hear, we may just jump to the conclusion even before the Lord is done talking.
或者是很多时候我们在听的时候，我们马上就下了结论，而还没有把主的话完全听完。
Yeah, it's not just for our spiritual experience. I think that happens a lot in our daily life. That happens a lot to me when I heard my wife. Yeah, try to hear my wife.
我想这也是在我们生活上常常发生的。对我而言，每次当我听我妻子姊妹讲话的时候
，Yeah, and sometimes my wife want me to help her with something.
有时候我姊妹想要我来帮助她做一些事。
So she gave me some kind of instruction. When she start off with the first part, I already have a mindset. Okay, I know what the second part will be.
所以我姊妹就把那要该做的事一步步要讲给我。当她讲完第一步的时候，我就说：“哦，我知道了，我已经知道了。”
Yeah, I know what it will be, and then what the conclusion could be.
那我就多想说，接下来一定是这样，然后结论也是那样子。
But as it turned out, what I did for her was totally opposite to what she wanted me to do.
那结果后来发现呢，我照着我自己想法的去做，结果完全不是我姊妹要我所要做的事。
Brothers and sisters, we need to have a ear to listen as a disciple.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们应当有一个像门徒一样会听能听的。
And that is from a circumcised heart.
也就是说，我们的心应该要受割礼。
And our hearts need to be pliable and need to be teachable before the Lord.
我们的心在主面前应当是柔软，能够受教的。
That is by the cross and through the Holy Spirit, we are willing to put aside our ignorance, our selfishness, and also our agenda and the preference.
所以我们应该借着圣灵，靠着十字架，把我们自己的喜好自己的偏好能够除去。
We thank the Lord because we have the Holy Spirit as the best teacher, teaching us in fellowshipping with the Lord Himself.
我们感谢主，因为我们有圣灵在，我们可以与他交通，能够他把神的事教导给我们。
Concerning listening, we need to have a ear of a disciple.
所以论到听，我们应当有门徒的耳朵。
But concerning speaking, we also need to have a tongue of a disciple.
那论到说呢，我们也应当要有门徒的舌头一样。
And our tongues need to be governed and controlled by the Spirit as well.
我们的舌头应该要能够被圣灵所管制。
And when the Spirit prompts and we speak, when the Spirit calls stop, and we need to put on the brakes.
所以当圣灵说可以说，我们就说；当圣灵说不要说了，我们应当能够刹车不说。
And this should be the exercise, should be true in our personal life, in our family life, and more so in our church life.
所以这应当是在我们个人的生活里面，在我们家庭的生活里面，更重要的是在我们教会团体的生活里面，都应该实行的。
But our difficulty is when the Spirit is prompting us, and we are holding it back.
但是我们的困难好像是当圣灵在催逼我们的时候，我们却不做。
But when the Holy Spirit says stop, and we are not willing to put on the brakes.
然而另外一方面，当圣灵说停，我们却不愿意停下来。
Isn't that true, brothers and sisters? When a lot of times, especially in our prayer meeting, maybe in the breaking of prayer meetings, the Spirit prompts us to open our mouths to praise and to give thanks to the Lord. And our hearts start racing, and we're still not willing to open our mouths.
弟兄姐妹，这是不是真的呢？当我们在祷告聚会的时候，或在擘饼聚会的时候，当圣灵来催逼我们的时候，我们心跳可能加速了，但是我们仍然不愿意开口。
But on the flip side, a lot of times when we talk following our flesh, the spirit inside of us say stop, stop, but we still keep going.
但是在另外一方面呢，有时候我们靠着肉体一直在说话的时候。这时圣灵在我们里面的圣灵告诉我们说停了，但是我们却不愿意停。
Or sometimes when we have some disagreement, say between husband and wife.
或者有时候我们在 丈夫和妻子之间有不同的意见的时候。
And the Holy Spirit say, stop, I will have the final word.
那圣灵说停了不用再说, 因为 I have the final word.
I have the final word.
圣灵,
I have the final say. Yeah.
圣灵说是我有最后的决定。
But we just cannot hold it back. We still, probably sometimes we'll say, see, I have told you.
但是我们好像作为丈夫或妻子，我们仍然不愿意停下来。我们甚至最后一句话会说：“看啊，我告诉你了。”
Brothers and sisters, we need to allow the Holy Spirit to direct our tongues and to teach how to listen, and so that we could have this living word among us, which was inspired by Himself.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们何等需要圣灵来。 管制我们的舌头，来管制我们的耳朵，好，叫这些话语是释放在他面前的时候是活的话语。
It's not just the word from the pulpit, but rather it is the fellowship, with one another.
而不仅仅是说彼此之间有好的交通。
Yeah, so that requires our spirit to be active before the Lord.
所以要能够有这样子，必须我们的灵在主面前是活跃的。
Be sensitive, be teachable before Him.
在主面前是敏感的，而且是能够受教的。And
that also requires an obedient heart.
那这也需要我们有顺服的心。Brothers
and sisters, that could be our daily exercise.
弟兄姐妹们，这应当是我们每天的操练。May
the Lord teach us.
愿主来教导我们。And
the third point is an intercessory prayer.
第三点呢，就是。 祷告中的代求。
Samuel was born through his mother's travailing prayers.
因为我们知道萨母尔的出生是因为他母亲这劳心的祷告。
And he actually was also a man of a prayer.
事实上我们知道萨母尔他自己也是一个祷告的人。
And he had a very intimate relationship with the Lord, and he had a wonderful prayer life.
他在主面，他和主有一个很好的。 很美好的关系,
Otherwise, he would not be able to hear the Lord.
不然的话,
and or to speak for the Lord.
或是为主说话.
And the prayer really plays a very vital part of his personal life, but even more so for his service.
所以我们看见祷告在萨母的生命里面，甚至在他的侍奉里面， 扮演一个非常重要的角色。
In his service, Samuel offers intercessory prayers.
因为我们知道在萨母尔的服事里面，他常常为许多人代求。
And if we look at the book of Samuel, probably not no specific prayers of Samuel are recorded.
我们也许看萨母尔记，并没有看见特别 specific prayer.
Yeah.
并没有看见什么特别的祷告记在下来。
Yeah. Yes. But in chapter 12, verse 23, it says that Samuel had a prayer for the people of Israel unceasingly that they might walk in the way of the Lord.
但是我们知道在撒母耳记上12章23节那里有讲到说，撒母耳这样说，他说：“至于我，断不停止为你们祷告，以致得罪耶和华，我必以善道正路指教你们。” Yeah.
And Samuel's intercessory prayer is highly esteemed by the Lord.
那我们看见撒母耳为 百姓的代求呢，事实上是神所非常看重的。
And we know that the book of Jeremiah records the history right before and after the destruction of the city of Jerusalem.
因为我们知道在耶路撒冷在被毁灭之前，那里先知耶利米有这样说。
And concerning the coming judgment, the Lord said to the prophet Jeremiah.
因为对着要来将要来对的耶路撒冷这个城市审判，耶和华是对耶利米这样说。
Even though Moses and Samuel were to stand before me, my heart would not be with these people. Send them away from my presence and let them go.
因为那里是这样说，耶和华对耶利米说：“虽有摩西和撒母耳站在我面前代求，我的心也不顾惜这百姓。你将他们从我眼前赶出，叫他们去吧。”
So on the one hand, it says the Lord's determination to discipline His people. Because of their unwillingness to repent from their evil ways.
因为我们在这里一方面看见，因为以色列百姓他们不愿意在主面前悔改，所以主必须要人来用这些事情来discipline，操练他们，管教他们。
Yeah, But it also shows how highly the Lord esteemed the intercessory prayers by Moses and Samuel.
但在另一方面，我们看到这节经文讲到说，主实在非常看重摩西和撒母耳的祷告。Samuel
was a vessel of intercessory prayers.
因为我们知道撒母耳他是一个代祷的器皿。Brothers
and sisters, our church prayer, our corporate prayer, should also be intercessory in nature.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们团体、我们教会的祷告，应该本质上是代祷者的祷告。And
yeah, the root of the term, the intercession. Actually means to strike and to hit the bull's
eyes. So
it actually it means that we learn the will of the Lord so that our prayer could hit the mark.
事实上，他讲到说，我们一起来学习明白主的旨意，好叫我们的祷告能够命中目标。
It is a prayer for the fulfillment of God's purpose, for the accomplishment of His will.
因为这样的祷告是为了叫神的旨意、神的目的能够达成。Brothers
and sisters, we know that God's purpose and will is concerning the coming kingdom.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道神的旨意和神的目的是关乎着要来的国度的。And
that is also our Lord's, how the Lord taught His disciples to pray.
我们也知道，这也正是主 教导他的门徒如何祷告。And
that should also be the burden for our church's intercessory prayer.
而这应该是我们教会代祷者的一个负担。But
I think we all agree that our tendency is more on our personal needs.
但是我想我们都能承认，也同意说，我们很多时候只是为着我们自己的需要来在主面前祷告。Yeah,
because our personal needs a lot of times seems more tangible and seems a little bit more relatable.
因为我们感觉到我们自己的需要好像非常的实际，而且好像非常的能够摸着我们感觉。Yeah,
so oftentimes we kind of just put our personal needs and front and center in our prayers.
所以我们好像很多时候我们的祷告是把我们自己的需要放在这祷告的中心。But
in the prayer the Lord taught His disciples, He is mindful of our needs.
但是我们看见，当主教导他门徒祷告的时候，是的，主也知道我们的需要。And
He loves and He cares for us, so He knows our needs and He will provide for us.
因为主爱我们，他顾念我们，我们所需要的，他也会给我们。
But what is the front and the center should be the will of our God the Father.
但事实上，祷告中心应当是我们神的旨意。
And the, our Father's will is concerning the coming kingdom.
我们父神的旨意，它是关乎到要来的国度。But
and sisters, the kingdom of heaven is coming very, very soon.
弟兄姐妹们，天国即将来临。And
we need to prepare for it.
而我们应当来预备好。
And the preparation is concerning the will, God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以这个预备就是说，愿意神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
For our church, our assembly should be the maturing of our life, the body before Him.
所以对我们教会而言，应当是我们教会的成熟在他面前。
And also for the expansion of His kingdom concerning preaching the good news.
而对于关乎传福音方面，就是把能够主的国度能够开展。A
brother, a British brother who is now already with the Lord.
有一位在英国的弟兄呢，他现在已经到主那边去了。And
once he shared that he joined a weekly intercessory prayer meetings at age of 12.
他有一次分享说，他在12岁的时候呢，他参加了一个代祷。
And so in the meeting, the prayer burden was for God's work in various parts of the world.
所以那次祷告聚会的负担呢，就是为神的工在各处的工作来祷告。
Yeah, it's not just for one particular meeting, but it's a weekly meeting, and that meeting is for the works of God in various parts of the world.
是啊，那不是只是单一次的祷告，那是每一周的祷告，就是为了神的在各处的工作来祷告。
So in the meeting, he didn't open his mouth and pray.
在那个祷告聚会里面，这位这个弟兄，他十二岁，他并没有开口祷告。
But the spirit of a prayer and also the fulfillment of God's promise of his work, and greatly impact him at a young age.
但在那祷告聚会里面和神旨意的成就却深深地打动这位青年弟兄的心。
And that also shaped his prayer life.
那也塑造了他以后祷告生活，祷告的生活。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord teach us to pray.
所以弟兄姐妹们，愿主来教导我们祷告。
And so that we can continue to grow and our prayer will turn from self-oriented to be more Christ-oriented.
好，叫我们能够属灵的生命能够不断的成长，叫我们更多的从个人所需要的祷告里面转向为着神的旨意的祷告。
And more we will be occupied by our Father's business and to seek His kingdom and His righteousness.
好，叫更多，好叫更多更多的我们可能够以父神的事为念，能够叫他的旨意能够行在地上。
Brothers and sisters, we are indeed in the end of the end times.
弟兄姐妹，我们现在实在是在末期的末期了。
And our king and his kingdoms are coming very, very soon.
我们的王和他的国度就快来临。
And the church should be like a Samuel as the vessel prepared to usher in the kingdom and our king.
而教会正应该像撒母耳一样，能够来引进国，引进这个王和他的国度。
Pray that the Lord will continue to work in each one of us.
我们祷告，愿主继续在我们每个人身上工作。
So that we will be prepared and ready, we can truly turn unto Him wholly.
好，叫我们能够预备好，能够真正能够分别为圣来归给他。
As we wait for the return of the Lord, and in our assembly, in our service, we could be filled with the presence of the Lord.
当我们等候主回来的时候，在我们聚集的时候，我们真能够享受他的同在。
Among us, there will be a lot of inspired living words.
在我们当中有很多这种被启示的一些活的话语。
And all of us will be burdened with an intercessory prayer for the fulfillment of God's will.
为着完成神的旨意，我们每位弟兄姊妹都有这样的负担，能够进入代祷者的生活。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。
We don't want to thank you because you are faithful.
我们感谢你，因为你实在是信实的。
Every time as we gather together in your name, you are in our midst.
因为每一次我们奉你的名聚集的时候，你就在我们当中。
Lord, you shall gain the rightful place among your people.
主啊，你在你的百姓当中应当得到你当得的地位。
And you shall be truly praised and worshipped.
哦，你当得到真实的敬拜和赞美。
And all hearts shall be turned unto you.
哦，我们众人的心都应该来归向你。
Lord, we thank you. We truly are a people of hope.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为我们实在是有盼望的百姓。
Because your return is so imminent.
因为你的再来实在就临近了。
Oh Lord, prepare us.
主啊，预备我们。
Not only individually, but corporately.
哦，不仅是预备我们每一个人，也预备我们团体。
And so that our assembly could be the vessel ready to usher your return.
好，叫我们聚集的时候能够引进你的再来。
We thank you and praise you, Lord.
主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Because you are the author and the perfecter of our faith.
因为你是为我们信心创始成终的。
We thank you, Lord, because you have begun the good work and you were perfected.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为既动了这善工，你就必成全。
May you continue to perfect your own good work.
哦，愿你继续成全你的善道。
To your own glory.
哦，好叫你得到荣耀。
Till your return.
直到你再来。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督最宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. So we have a few announcements here.
哦，我们这里有几点报告。
And before we go to the announcement, we still would like to welcome those who are here for the first time.
在我们报告之前，我们仍然要欢迎第一次来到我们当中的弟兄姐妹。
So any brothers and sisters or friends from are here for the first time on my right hand side.
在我右边有没有第一次来的弟兄姐妹或朋友们？
Please briefly introduce yourself, your name.
请你简单介绍一下自己的名字。中国。
Okay, well, welcome you.
欢迎。
sister from China. Anyone else on the right hand side?
右手边这里还有其他吗?
Or those who have not been with us for a long time.
或者是你很久没有来到聚会的话, 你也欢迎站起来介绍一下。
So if not, then the left hand side.
如果没有的话, 我们转到左手这边。 这是我们弟兄的父亲。
Welcome.
Amen.
Our brother would like to thank the Lord greatly because the Lord has given his son a very good wife, and also for the assembly we have here, and know that the Lord will continue to lead his sons in life, in all aspects in life. So praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
Okay. Anyone else on the left hand side?
在左手边还有其他人吗?
If not, let's go to the announcements.
好, 我们接下来有几件事情报告。
And the Tuesday prayer meetings are still held online, and so do encourage brothers and sisters to join the corporate prayer life.
周二的祷告聚会仍然是线上, 我们鼓励弟兄姐妹们一同来进入团体的祷告。
And may the Lord teach us how to pray.
真是愿主教导我们如何祷告。
And the Friday Bible study and also the Southeast Bible study meetings will be held in the hybrid mode.
周五的读经聚会和周六东南区读经聚会都是用混合的模式。
And any questions, please contact your group leaders.
如果你有任何的问题可以和这各组的组长交通。
And so Sunday meetings are open to in person. So encourage brothers and sisters, if you can, please do join us physically to worship the Lord together.
主日聚会是混合模式，让我们如果可以的话， 欢迎弟兄姐妹能够来这里实体聚会。
And the breaking of bread meeting at 10, and then the hymn and singing and the message meeting start at 10:50.
波饼聚会从10点到10点50, 诗歌和信息聚会10点50到12点。
And next Sunday we will have a brother Shouwen Lee and a brother Xinyuan Yan to share with us.
下个主日我们两位弟兄李俊硕弟兄和杨信远弟兄交通。
And the sister Jun Wu and the brother Ben Chen will be interpreting.
吴静姊妹和张立邦弟兄的翻译。
And please remember our brothers and sisters service in prayer.
我们请弟兄姐妹纪念我们弟兄姊妹的服事。
So for the in-person meetings and face the masks are no longer required.
在实体聚会里面，我们从下周开始， 我们口罩不再要求大家要戴。
Yeah, it's optional, but it's still recommended.
虽然是没有要求， 但是我们仍然建议弟兄姊妹能够戴着口罩最好。
But also additional note, because we know that we are still not out of the pandemic.
弟兄姐妹，我们还要提醒一下， 因为我们现在仍然在疫情当中。
That the entire situation is still very volatile. And so we will monitor the situation, and the mask requirement may be updated accordingly.
我们这疫情的情况仍然非常的不确定， 所以我们会仔细的注意， 然后也许以后对戴口罩这一方面， 我们再有更新的要求。
Yes. And please also remember the youth retreat starting on Sunday, December 18th to Tuesday, December 20th.
也请弟兄姐妹在祷告中纪念我们青年弟兄姊妹的退休会，从12月18号星期主日下午到 12月20号星期二。
Yes, and pray for our youth and also the speaker and Brother Dave Penn.
为着我们青年的弟兄姊妹祷告，也为着讲员是 Dave Penn 弟兄。
And we also have a winter conference starting from Friday, December 23rd, the evening of a Friday, December 23rd to Sunday, December 25th.
我们有一个冬令会是从12月23号星期五到12月25号主日。
And the speaker is Brother Philip Zhong from Houston.
讲员是从休斯顿来的钟礼仁弟兄。
And please set aside time to attend and also to keep the conference and our brother in our prayers.
请把这段时间分别出来，我们弟兄姊妹可以一起来参加冬令会，也为着我们冬令会的讲员祷告。
Okay, and then that will be the announcements.
好，我们祷告，我们报告就停在这里。